Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
So in English, it says proof, okay? Pag ito naman sa Tagalog, it's called ebidensya. Pag ikaw naman ay Cebuano, ebidensya. Okay? Depende yan talaga. So, we're coming to a series, end of the series, and this is really exciting. All of us inside this room, we need the grace of God in our lives. Would you agree? Yes or no? Because apart from God, we are nothing. That is what we need to understand. So, this coming series right now, we're going to talk about generosity. Admit it or not, we want to be generous. Why do we want to be generous? Because I do believe in order for you to be generous, you got to be blessed first. Would you agree? Yes or no? And we had to understand the purpose of blessing. The reason why God wants to bless you and me so that we can become a blessing to others. Kaya we never fail, never ever think that you want only to enrich yourself na magpapayaman ka. Kung gusto mo lang magpayaman at iniisip mo lang sarili, you failed the test. You failed the main reason and purpose. So part of becoming being blessed is to become what? Generous. But the question is, it's so easy to become generous when you have abundance. Kung meron kang sobra, mabilis magbigay. Tama? Ang tanong ko, how can you be generous in times of trials, in times of testing, in times of lack, or in times of nothingness? Pwede ba yon? Well, anyway, let's us look at the scripture on 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to 7. Let us look at the Bible on how we can really be generous even in times of trials. Okay, and let's start reading. And now, brothers, we want you to what? To know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian what? Churches. Out of the most what? Their overflowing what? And their extreme what? Welled up in rich? Not only that, for I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their what? Entirely on their own. On verse 4, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints. And they did not do as we expected. But ano pang ginawa? They gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping in God's will. Verse 6, so we urge Titus, since we had early made the beginning, to bring also to the completion this act of grace on your part. Verse 7, but just as you excel in everything, in what? In what? In what? In complete earnestness and in love for us, see that you also excel in the grace of giving. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for your word, for your promise. Thank you for the Macedonian people for setting an example despite of their extreme poverty, welled up rich generosity. And I pray that we will get a revelation on how we can also be generous in times of trials and hardship. This in Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say, Amen. Just to give you a little background of this scripture, during the third mission trip of Paul, Paul was really raising money for some of the churches. Some of the churches are suffering at that time, so they went from one church to the other, and one of the church that he went to is Macedonia. For you to better understand, just like Victory is a movement, we have several locations. We are one big church, we're one big family, and there are times that we want to support other churches, specifically if you can still remember Ondoy. Yes or no? And karamihan sa inyo dito, tinamaan. So, there was a season nung tinamaan tayo, we learned that, yun nga, Victory Metro East is needing help. So, all of the churches pulled together the resources to help. Would you agree? Yes or no? That is exactly what's happening in this what? In this season. But they came to one church called Macedonian Church. But there's a great, great problem with this church. Ang problema nila ay ano? Wala silang pera. Ang problema nila ay dumadaan din sila. Mismo sila nasalanta. Mismo sila kapos. Ang tanong, ito yung tanong. Nabasa natin, but despite of their what? Extreme what? Poverty, welled up what? Rich generosity. What really prompted them? What really encouraged them to give? This is really so weird. This is really so strange. Whenever you read something in the Bible that is out of the extraordinary, you just don't take it as faith. You just need to ask, why? What's the reason? What's the source? What's the power? That is what we're going to talk about the grace of what? Giving. But in order for us to understand the grace of giving, we have to understand first the nature of a person. Ano ba yung nature natin? When you say nature, katangian natin, pagkatao po natin. At would you admit that all of us are sinners? Yes or no? We are fallen creatures. Ika nga lahat tayo nagkasala. So when you talk about the nature of man, it's all about what? Selfishness. It's all about lying. It's all about what? Cheating. It's all about what? Doing something that is wrong. Yan ang nature natin. It's all about selfishness. In order for you also to understand nature, I was reminded of a story of a scorpion and a frog. If you're in the forest, the scorpion and frog, they don't come together. Why? Because the frog is the food of the scorpion. As simple as that. There was one forest fire, and when there was a forest fire, all of the insects and animals were going towards the river and the pond. And then, all of a sudden, the scorpion was there, and he cannot cross because he doesn't know how to swim. So the frog was already about to cross, and the scorpion approached the frog and said, "Please, I beg of you, can you please give me the opportunity to hop at your back, save me, I'm dying, I'm going to burn here if you leave me here alone." "No, I allow you to ride on my back, what if you sting me? I will also die." "Come on, it's common sense. If I sting you in the middle of the pond, I would also drown with you." And the frog said, "Yes, it made a lot of sense." So he hopped at his back while the frog was swimming, and all of a sudden, he felt a stung at his back. And when he was stung by the scorpion, tinanong siya ng frog, "Why did you sting me?" And you know what the scorpion said? "I'm sorry. It's my nature." Admit it or not, lahat po tayo, may nature tayo. It is natural. When you say nature, that's the root word comes from the word called natural. It is natural for us to lie rather than to tell the truth. It is natural for us to cheat. Would you agree? Yes or no? Lalo ng mga estudyante, di ba, may motto, it's better to cheat rather than to repeat. Tama? At di ba, may makasabihin pa nga eh, dalawang klase ng tao sa mundo, mga anak. Isang nanloloko at isang nagpapaloko. Mabuti na ikaw na ang... Yan ba tinuturo sa anak nyo? Grabe kayo ha? Nature talaga eh, no? Pero on the opposite, if that is the nature of man, let us look at the nature of God. The nature of God is the complete opposite. The nature of God is what? Goodness, gentleness, diba? Self-control, generosity. That is the nature of God. As a matter of fact, He exemplified also in the things that He's doing. And then, ito yung tanong. Kung ang tao, may nakita ba kayong mga taong generous din? Come on. Yes or no? But it's not about the act. Eh. You just need to understand the motive. And the motive of the generosity. Bakit may mga ibang tao nagiging generous? Probably, number one, atonement of sin. Kasi di ba, nagigilty siya, ang dami niyang kasalanan. Di ba? Ang dami niyang ninakaw. Siyempre, pagkatapos para mabalanse, tutulong siya sa mga religious, di ba? At wala akong sinasabihan kung sino yung walang pangalan naman, di ba? So, may mga iba, pakitang tao kung bakit tumutulong. Tama o mali? Para sikat, para makita yung pangalan. So, again, hindi yung gawain ang mahalaga eh. Kung ano yung spirit behind ang gawain? Ano ba yung motibo sa likod ng gawain? Pero ang Diyos, kung yan siya ay nagiging generous, there's no hidden agenda. There's no string attached. As a matter of fact, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. Tama o mali? Hindi naman sila, magpakabuti muna, magsisi ka muna sa kasalanan mo bago akong gagawa ng part ko. Wala. No condition. That is the nature of what? Of God. Generosity is not something that comes out of us naturally. The only time you and I, believe me, that we can be generous if we have the grace of God in our lives. Kami, especially kami mga Chinese, ang hirap maging generous. Paano kami na mindset nung bata pa? Anak, lahat ang pwede, kita, pasok. Di ba? Eh, mindset sa, konti kita dito, konti kita dito, konti kita dito, grupo, laki kita. Ano nangyari? Konti lugi dito, konti lugi, konti lugi, grupo, laki lugi. Hindi natural yan. It is only by God's grace that you and I can be generous. In other words, if there's only one big idea that I want you to remember today is this: God's extravagant grace leads us to extravagant generosity. It's only by His grace that we can be what? Generous. Now, allow me to share with you again. Let us study the Macedonian churches. Why do they have the grace of God in terms of giving? Babalik na naman ako tayo sa 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. Let us describe out of, again, the most what? Severe. Trial. Grabe. Most na, severe pa. Parang okay naman. Grabe na grabe pa. Kasi nung unang panahon, if you read scriptures, wala po siyang highlight and bold. Hindi po pwede yun. So the way they put emphasis is they repeat words. Or they describe a word to describe another word. And then, sobrang severe ang kanilang trial despite of their what? And their what? Again, meron pa sumunod. Ano pa yung sumunod? Extreme what? Poverty na, extreme pa. Oo. Sobra-sobra. So, anong ginawa? They welled up with rich generosity. Iniisip ko nga, ano kayang mindset ng mga Macedonian? Ba't kaya ginagawa nila yon? Because I do believe that the Macedonian people understood the grace of God in their lives. They know no matter what happens that God is in control, they are not in control. No matter what happens, God is their source, they are not the source. No matter what happens, God has a reason for everything. Kaya sila, pag nagbibigay, hindi talaga nagtatanong kay Lord. Ito yung question. Chingy. Dumadaan ako sa sobrang tinding pagsubok ngayon. Wala na nga eh. Ano pa ibibigay ko? Well, mabilis sabihin yan. Pero unawain natin, bakit sila ganito? Because I do believe first, in terms yung trial, the word trial, everybody say trial. Bakit tayo dumadaan sa trial? There is a reason. As a matter of fact, nung dumaan sila sa trial, anong response nila? Anong response nila? Come on. Either itong mga taong ito, hindi normal, or probably nagda-drugs to si mga ito. Imagine mo, dumadaan sa matinding pagsubok, may joy pa. Imagine mo, naguhugas pa sila ng pinggan. Kasi may joy eh. Relax lang kayo. Ito lang ha. When I say hello, can you please say hi? Hello.
Hi.
Why should you have joy when you're experiencing trial? Now, let's look at James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. It says here, consider it what? Pure joy, my brothers, when you face what? Trials of many kinds. Because what? The testing of your faith will develop what? Perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. Pag dumadaan talaga tayo sa trials and challenges, dapat matuwa tayo. Huh? Well, ganito kasimple lang yan. Kanina sinabi ko sa inyo. Sino sa inyo ang mahilig kumain ng kare-kare? Alam niyo kare-kare? Sino sa inyo ayaw ng kare-kare? O, sino sa inyo, kahit anong tanong ko, ayaw nyo magtaas ng kamay, pagkataas ng mga kamay? I love to cook. By the way, I really love to cook. Chinese food talagang okay na okay. Pagdating sa kare-kare, failure talaga ako. So you know what I did? I hired someone, a good cook, to teach me how to cook kare-kare. So right now, I know how to cook kare-kare. Okay? Isang planggana lang, 2-5 ha? 2-5 lang, isa. Nenegosyo na agad din. Ayun na naman. Well, anyway, ito yun. The reason why, kahit na gusto mong magluto ng kare-kare, pag hindi ka marunong magluto, hindi ka pwede makaluto ng kare-kare. Likewise, ganito rin to eh. Pag hindi mo naunawaan, ba't ganito sila mag-isip? Kahit gusto mo ng grace ni Lord, kahit gusto mo maging generous, hindi ka magiging generous. First, they understood the value of what? Testing. Why is there, we should rejoice when you are being tested. Now, next question. Who among you wants to be blessed by God? Gusto mo pagpalain ka ng Diyos? Are you sure?
Yes.
Come on, are you sure?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you the truth. If you want to be blessed, God tests before He blesses. You want a bigger blessing? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, no, you don't like that. Come on, believe me. Come on, you want a bigger blessing?
Yes.
The bigger the blessing, the bigger the testing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yun yung problema eh. Hindi natin naintindihan. Pag doon madaan tayo, di ba? Nyari, na-born again ka na. Mahal mo na si Lord, di ba? Pag doon natin, Lord, bakit ako? Bakit di yung classmate ko sa mga ugali? Whenever there's testing, you complain. You grumble. You don't rejoice. There's no joy. As a matter of fact, the reason why we need to have joy, why? Because God can only bless after you pass the test. Instead of complaining to God, Lord, bakit yun may testing ako? Mali ang prayer mo. Dapat ang prayer natin is this, Lord, give me the grace to pass the test. When it comes to money, again, let's talk about generosity. Sige, pag-usapan na natin yung tithing. Ano yung tithing sa wikang Pilipino? Ikapo. Pero para sa iba, ang tawag ng aray ko po. Yung basket po, umiikot po. Sana lumagpas po. Dipindi po. Ayun na naman, magbibigay. Wala na nga tayo, magbibigay pa tayo. Wala nga tayong pambayad. Ano? Maintindi naman ni Lord yan. You miss the point when you look at tithing as money. Tithing is never about money, but tithing is all about a test. Prove it. Again, we have a Bible scholar here. I hope he will not disapprove of this. When you look at the word called tithe, ano yung number niya? It represents the number one. Ano yung number ng tithe? Uy, alam nyo, sa church namin sa kabila, sa Green Hills, 9% lang kami. Baka maniwala kayo. Di ba? Tithe is what? 10. Tama o mali? So, it's not actually about money. I'll prove it to you. Whenever, historically, you look at the Bible, when always there's a test, the number 10 comes out. How many righteous person did Abraham ask, did God ask of Abraham before he can spare Sodom and Gomorrah? How many? 10. How many commandments did God gave to Moses? How many lepers were tested? How many virgins were tested? Haven't you realized every time when there's a test, the number 10 comes out? And look back to history. Every time when someone passed the test, what happens? God blesses. Kaya nga kung hindi mo naunawaan kung paano magluto ng kare-kare ulit. Kahit gusto mong matuto, kahit na araw-araw, trial ka ng trial, hindi ka pa rin makakaluto ng kare-kare. Kaya pag hindi mo naunawaan ang grasya ng Diyos kung bakit may test sa buhay, hindi ka magiging generous, hindi ka magiging prosperous. You and I should rejoice because once you pass the test, then God will bless. Since right now we know the reason, right now, we know that God is in control and He's the source. And the grace of God right now can work in your life. Right now, what will it result to? It will result to the joy of giving. Where can we find that? Again, out of this most severe trial, there's overflowing joy. Kasi alam na yung reason, Lord, we need to pass the test. And once we pass the test, we will be blessed. Kaya meron silang joy. Kahit wala pa silang pera, may joy sila. That's the reason why I want to encourage you. When God the Holy Spirit prompts you to give, when God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit tells you to do something out of extraordinary, never allow your resources and your bank account to be a stumbling block for God to use you to bless others so that it can also bless you. What do I mean? Giving should not be measured by the size of your wallet, but it should be measured by the size of your heart and your willingness to obey. When it comes to giving, hindi tinatanong ni Lord kung magkano ang kaya mo ibigay. Ang tinatanong, ano ang gusto mong ibigay? Look at the widow, the widow's mite. 'Di ba? Ang binigay ng mayaman, ang dami, ang kwarta. Pero anong ginawa niya? Pakit ng tao. Generous nga siya. Pero ang ginawa ng yung widow, yung mite lang yung talagang pinakabuunan niya. Anong sinabi ni Jesus? That person, that widow, what? Can gain more favor in the eyes of the Lord compared to the person who gave more. Is that right? Because God doesn't look at the portion. God looks at the proportion. God looks at the proportion of our heart. Our situation should not prevent from exercising God's grace in our life. Meron ba kayong opportunity na may sinasabi sa iyo si Lord during that time pero walang-wala ka? Di ba ang tanong mo, paano? Saan manggagaling? Tama o mali? Let me tell you this. If God gives you the opportunity, again, you should rejoice. Bakit? Because God's gonna use you as a channel of blessing. And let me remind you, if God gives you the vision, He will provide the provision. If it's God's will, it's God's bill. Let us stop asking questions. All we need to do is just what? Just obey. We know after testing, then comes what? Joy. And if you have the joy of the Lord, you will have also the ability to what? To give sacrificially. Where can we find that? Again, sinabi dito, for I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. Ang kaya lang nila dito, pero nagbigay pa sila, higit pa. Ay, sobra na talaga to. Their lack and poverty is not again a hindrance. As a matter of fact, how would you know if you are giving sacrificially? How would you know? Simple lang naman eh. Sino po sa atin dito, para mas makarelate tayo, sino sa atin dito may planong magpapayat? At huwag kang titingin sa katabi mo, walang bastusan, ha? Tumingi ka ng diretso. And then, come on. Kung gusto mo magpapayat, anong kailangan mo gawin? Come on.
Exercise.
Pag nag-exercise ka, may pain?
Yes.
Of course. Tapos, aside from exercise, ano pang kailangan gawin mo?
Yes.
Change your eating habit. Di ba? Pag hindi mo na nakakain ang gusto mo, may pain ba?
Yes.
Mentally and emotionally, grabe sila kumakain ako, hindi. Tama, mali. May pain yan eh. Every time when you are, there's sacrifice, there is what? Pain. If there's no pain, there is no sacrifice. Now, let me ask you this question. How would you know that you're giving sacrificially? If when you give, there's already pain, that's the time that you are sacrificing. If you're giving out of abundance or out of excess, you're not giving sacrificially. And there are times in our lives, believe me, when God, the Holy Spirit, speaks to you and wants to test you, will you have the joy of the Lord? And are you willing to obey and give sacrificially? I can still remember one time when we were raising money for our building fund, yung pinaka-first building pa rin natin, yung Sarak. And the pastor said, okay, you give your best. So we wrote a check. After writing the check, just when we're about to give the check, and the pastor then said, wait, this is what we're going to do. Instead of you writing the check that you want to give to God, why don't we ask God, the Holy Spirit, how much He wants from us? So when we prayed, what the Holy Spirit said, Chinky, add another zero. Sabi ko, Lord, hindi tama to, hindi. Ano ka ba? Nagdagdag mo na zero? Hindi zero to. From 6-digit, magiging 7. Grabe talaga. Lord, pag binigay ko to, life savings ko. Paano ako mag-aasawa? Single pa ako noon. Single. Matutuloy pa ba? Nag-gets nyo? But you know what? I understood the grace of God in my life. I know God was only what? Testing me. Sino ba talaga Diyos mo? Yung pera mo na sa bank account mo o ako? So you know what I did? Heaviness of heart, I obeyed. And you know what happened? To cut the long story short, after I gave that amount, God multiplied it 10 times. Let me tell you this. If God asks you of something, never allow your limiting income, your limiting resources, limit a limitless God. And then once you have joy, you know what? You gave sacrificially. Ano pa mangyayari? You will also give what? Voluntarily. Hindi sila pinilit. Di ba? Kayo dito, hindi rin naman ang pinipilit, di ba? Meron bang CCTV camera ba nire-record dito at sino hindi mang naguhulog? At may mga iba naguhulog, wala na namang laman. Pakitan tao lang, baka may masabi. Wala eh. We should give what? Voluntarily. Kasi if you give under, based on compulsion, wala rin eh. Just like on 2 Corinthians, okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Each one of us must what? Give as he has what? In his what? Not under. For God loves a cheerful giver. Kapatid, ganito, kung habang nagbibigay ka, nagre-reklamo ka, huwag na lang magbigay. Kasi hindi naman interesado si Lord sa pera mo eh. Ang gusto ni Lord, yung puso mo. God loves a what? Cheerful giver and a cheerful heart. And admit it or not, ganito lang. Again, hello? Hindi natural sa iyo at sa akin magbigay. Pag sinabi mo natural, again, weird ka. Now, allow me to share with you the three stages of what? Giving. These are the three stages na dadaanan mo. Lahat tayo, dadaanan natin yan. First stage is what we call as what? Command. You give out of a what? Command. Kasi sinabi ni Lord eh. Kung hindi, ano mangyayari? Kung hindi ka nagbigay? Sige, kung ayaw maniwala, dito. Di ba sinabi, Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, will a man rob God, yet you rob me, but you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and in offering. Pag hindi tayo nagsusoli ng ating ikapo, tayo po ay nagnanakaw sa Diyos. At ang isang magnanakaw, pinagpapala o sinusumpa? Ulitin ko, pinagpapala o sinusumpa? Ayun ang sinabi, yung sumunod, you are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing from me. Sino sa inyo dito ang gustong masumpa ng Diyos? No choice! Di ba? Sige na nga, hirap naman ito. Mag-church ka, susumpain ka pa. So talaga, we start from there. Sige, bigay, okay, come on. Pero you know what? Next thing, you would graduate to the next level. The reason why you want right now to give, because you have another revelation, hindi na yung sumpa, because you want to be blessed. Tama mali? Where's the blessing? Sino gusto ma-bless yan? Sino gusto ma-bless? Tignan nyo, mga ugali nyo, sumpa, ayaw nyo. Malakay 3:10, bring the whole tithe in the storehouse, there may be food in my... Test me in this. Ayan na naman ang word na test. Yay, grabe, no? Tithe is what? Testing. Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out some blessing that you will have not room enough for it. We want to be blessed. Amen? Amen? Pero you know what? This is the revelation that God has given me. Right now, I'm giving not out of command. I'm not giving out of what? Because I want to be blessed. Right now, God has given me so much. Gave me what? A gift of eternal life, forgiveness of my sin. God gave me peace in my life. God gave me a great family. Diba? Great kids, great church, and everything. Great looks. Huwag na kayo kumontra. Ako lang naman to eh. Ako lang naman. Ako lang. Pagbigyan niyo na ako. So right now, why I want to give back to God? Because it's a result of my what? Ah, you mean to say, Chinky, pag-bless ka na talaga, that's the time na maging Thanksgiving ka? Yes or no? Yes or no? No. Because in the scripture it says, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, always what? Giving thanks to God the Father. For what? For what? Everything. Ano everything sa Tagalog? In good times or in bad times, you should give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only that, the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, give thanks in what? What all circumstances? May pera ka o wala. In times of lack or in times of prosperity, you should learn how to give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The Macedonian people knew this. Hindi sila nagreklamo. May mga ibang tao talaga, pinanganak talaga na reklamador eh. May kilala kayong mga taong reklamo na reklamo? Walang ano to ha, personalan to ha, pag-uwi ng ama ng tahanan, pagpumunta sa pagkainan. Grabe, ako nagpapalamon sa inyo, isa lang putahe, tapos kaning lamig pa. Narinig ni Mrs., nasaktan, kinabukasan. Nagluto ng 3 putahe, pag-uwi ni Mr., ano dito, may party? Sino imbitahan nyo? Sino? Sino? Magluto ng isa, nagre-reklamo. Magluto ng 3, nagre-reklamo pa rin. Hindi mo alam paano ka papuesto eh. Let me tell you this, if that is your attitude, you will never pass the test. Sinabi ni Lord, in everything, in all circumstances, meron pa, on Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, do not be anxious about what? Anything. But in what? By what? With what? Complaining and grumbling? No. With thanksgiving, present your request to God. Thanksgiving is not dependent on the situation, but thanksgiving is dependent on your gratitude. Because gratitude is an attitude. People of Victory Metro East, let me tell you this truth. Kung hindi ka masaya sa sweldo mo at hindi ka marunong matutong magpasalamat at grateful ka sa sweldo mo ngayon, pag tumaas sa sweldo mo, hindi ka rin marunong magpasalamat. If you're not thankful and grateful with your situation, you will never be thankful and grateful with your situation tomorrow. Giving today must be a result of our what? Thanksgiving. So, anong nangyari? Because they have a thanksgiving heart, despite of their poverty, ano pang ginawa nila? They pleaded. Sila pa nakiusap. They urgently pleaded with us, please give us the privilege of sharing in the service to the saints. Nakikiusap kami. Saan ka nakakita ng church? Who is very sensitive to the needs of others? Na hindi na kailangan pasabihin ng pastor at mga leader na kailangan tayo mag-raise ng fund. Sila na mismo, hindi, kami, gusto namin magbigay. Di ba ang ganda nun? Pag may calamity, hindi na natin hihintayin. And actually, I do believe our church is a generous church. Would you agree, yes or no? Wala nang sabihan ngayon, di ba? It's actually happening. May calamity nung huli, di ba, nagbagyo ulit. Anong ginawa? Our church came together again and we urgently what? Pleaded. Give us the privilege to become a blessing to what? Others. Their giving is what? Spontaneous. They're led not only by the need. They're led not only because of they have so much resources. They're led by the grace of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And finally, before I go to the last scripture, in conclusion, before I conclude, okay, pasensya ka na, I just need to share this story. Alam mo, minsan, pag dumadaan talaga tayo sa pagsubok sa buhay at paghamon sa buhay, mahirap talaga maging generous. Tama, mali. Magpakatotoo na tayo, tao lang naman tayo eh. Marunong naman tayong mag-compute eh. Pero ang problema, iba yung computer ni Lord, iba yung calculator ni Lord, iba sa calculator natin. For man teaches us to what? Earn, 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 save, save, save in order for you to become rich. But God teaches us to what? To give, 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 bless, bless, bless so that you can be what? Prosperous. So one final note before I move on. There was one time in my personal life in 2006 when I heard a call from God to sell all my businesses, divest all my businesses, to go into full-time ministry. That was one of the hardest in terms of, ano, parang tama ba to? So I sold all my business in 2006 and in 2008, I graduated from the Bible school. And after that, during that time, I had only one car. Eh, wala akong income during that time. And kasi wala na akong negosyo, walang lahat. So, yung sasakyan ko, give it another 2 years, medyo talagang bibigay na siya. So, we were raising in money in order for us to buy a better car. But despite of her effort, lahat ginawa na namin, we turned day into night, night and day, wala pa rin nangyayari. And in 2008 of December, then I heard the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit told me this, Chinky, you want to have a better car? Yes. This is what you need to do. I want you to give your car away. When he said that, sinabi ko, away from me, Satan. Sabi ko, hindi si God yan. Ano ka ba? Wala ka bang utak? Wala kang ang common sense, di ba? Benta sasakyan, may down payment, nagets nyo, hindi bigay. We were tested during the time na walang-wala kami. Say, but I, ako naman, alam mo naman ako eh, negotiator din ako. Sabi ko, I would only agree, okay, if my wife agrees, and I know my wife will not agree. Tatlo anak namin. And I went to my wife, mahal, di ba we're raising money for a car, and then yun nga, wala pa rin nangyari. I just felt na sinabi nga ni Lord na kailangan benta ng sakin. Ako, di naman ako naniwala. Actually, tama siya. Narinig ko 2 months ago. Ha? Magkakuntsa ba kayo? In other words, confirmed. December, we prayed and we made a decision with or without a brand new car or a second-hand car, a better car, by January 31 of 2009, the car goes away. So, we sold the car. We called the person was happy, and he was happy, we were sad. No. There was joy, hello. I know we're just going through testing. So, ito lang, simplify. Right now, I don't have any business. I don't have any stable job or work. How I raise my family for support is only through invitation. Simple lang eh. Pag in-invite ako ng company and organization, they pay me. Simple lang buhay ko. No talk, no pay. Ganun lang. January is one of the worst months for a communicator. Why? Kakatapos na ng Christmas party, di ba? May planning. Walang invitation. But you know what? God is not limited by our resources, not limited by the economy, not limited by the situation. Miracle of miracle, bookings start to come in left and right. Before the end of January 31 of 2009, me and my entire family, we drove home a brand new car. I just want to encourage you, kung ano man ang sitwasyon mo ngayon, kapatid, ginawa mo na lahat eh. Tumiskarte ka na. Hanggang ngayon, wala pa rin nangyayari. I think it's about time for you to reflect and ask yourself, do you think it's time for you to really depend on the grace of God rather than on your resources, rather than on your connection, rather than your ability and yourself, rather than on your failing business, rather than on your bosses? Amen?